If you have your Bible this morning, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, I want to begin reading at verse 16. If you have your place, stand with honor to reading of God's Word. John chapter 14 and verse number 16. Jesus is speaking here in the book of John. It's in red writing. And He says this in His Word, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him." I want to ask you a question today. Do you know Him? Amen. Amen. "For He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. A gift from the Father. A gift from the Father. And we look at this Bible, the Word of God, it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us so much that He didn't want us to be alone, and He didn't want us to be by ourselves. But He wanted to be with us all the days of our life. Amen. Hey, listen, I know a lot of people today that are looking for somebody, but they sometimes there's just not nobody there. Sometimes we get, especially as we get older and things, we end up spending a lot more time by ourselves and alone as people bustle about and go about their business. But I'm glad that we had a Savior. I praise God that before we was ever born, Brother Chris, had us on His mind. And He made a plan and a purpose that we would never be alone in this world. But praise God, because God loved us so much, He sent His only begotten Son to live and to bleed and to die on the cross of Calvary, to rise up third day, praise God, victorious over death and the grave, so we could rise up with Him in newness of life and just praise Him and give Him God the glory. But I'm glad, praise God, that God the Father, praise God, loved us enough that He sent us a gift, the Holy Ghost of God. When Jesus Christ, our Savior, asked Him, the Father granted His wish, and He sent us a Comforter, praise God, that can't compare to anything in this world. He's always there to comfort us. He's always there to console us. He's always there to help us through every situation we face. I'm glad you don't have to go it alone. Hey, listen, don't you listen to the devil and the fiends of hell and the world that we live in. Just listen to God Almighty when He tells you how much He loves you, how much He wants to help you, how He'll be there with you, praise God, no matter where you're at. Amen. You're never alone. Amen. Ain't you glad? Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God, amen, is always there with us. The Spirit, amen, the person of the Holy Spirit. You realize the Holy Ghost of God is a person. God the Father is a person. God the Son's a person. And God the Holy Ghost is a person. And praise God, it not only is a person, but He is God. The very essence of God. The very fabric of God. Amen. It ministers to our heart. But praise God, the good thing about that is God the Father give us a gift through the Holy Ghost of God that dwells in you. Amen. Think about it. There's a presence in you from God. And that's the presence of God. Amen. Praise God, God Almighty loved you enough, He gave you a present of His presence to dwell in your heart. Amen. That indwelling presence of God. Amen. Praise God, it's there. And that Spirit of truth that lives in your soul. Praise God, I'm glad it's that way. Paul tells us about that, praise God, over in Romans chapter number 8. And boy, I tell you, I love this chapter with all my heart. Amen. It speaks to me. It lets me know. Hey, listen, I get to feeling lonely and alone. Praise God. I go over to Romans chapter 8 and I begin reading Paul's writings here. Praise God. I'm glad that he writes it. Amen. Just to me. You say, preacher, he don't write just to me. Yeah, he does. He writes it just to you. Amen. Praise God. It's yours. Praise the Lord. Just claim it. Amen. Just lift up your voice. Say, thank you, Lord God Almighty, for speaking to my heart. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, he says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's no condemnation to those that believe. You say, what does it mean to believe? It means to believe on, to trust in, to rely on. Praise God, to adhere to the precious Lamb of God. What He's done for us, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. When we believe on Him, amen, you got to believe on Him to be saved. You got to believe the Word to be saved. He said, we're begotten by the Word of God. It speaks to your heart. Hey, let it speak to your heart this morning. Praise God. God wants to touch us. He wants to help us. He wants to show us how much He loves us in the presence that He gives us. Praise God, because of His love for me and you, that there'd be no condemnation to those that believe. Amen. No condemnation. Those who walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't worry about sin and death. They don't have no control of me. Praise God. I trust in the Lord. Mortify the deeds of the flesh of this body. Amen. Praise God, so I can be found pleasing to God. Amen. That's my heart's desire. Praise God. I don't want the devil have a hold of me. I'm not going to, if he's going to ride me, praise God, he'll ride me without a saddle. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God, all the praise for everything He does me every day. He gets me up. Praise God. He cleans me up when I need cleaning. He sets my feet upon a foundation that's sure. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I thank God that sin don't abide in me no more, because Jesus Christ, amen, through His Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost of God, amen, takes up a place and a portion in our life. Praise God, if we'll let Him. Amen. Praise God, He'll push out all that old junk in our lives. And then He'll get rid of it, praise God, if we'll let Him. Amen. In verse 4, he said that the righteous law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's that instruction from God Almighty that teaches us to walk right. He said, for verse 5, said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Hey, listen, you know what the problem is today? There's too many people chasing after fleshly things. Amen. Like wood, hay, and stubble, they'll burn up. They'll be consumed. But praise God, I'm glad there's something better than this flesh. I'm glad there's the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. I'm glad there's the Spirit that lives down in our hearts. Amen. It makes a difference down in the very fibers of our being. Amen. But but they that walk after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. He said, toward to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know what we're missing today in the world? We're missing peace. Everybody's looking all over the place trying to find some peace. I want to say, praise God, when you get hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll find peace. Amen. There's a peace that passes understanding. There's a peace that overshadows everything that the world has. Praise God. There's a peace that comes in, amen, and settles down on us. And praise God, with that peace comes life. And that life is in abundance, praise God, from the throne of grace. And when you got life in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you've got life indeed. Amen. Amen. It's the real thing. Amen. It's not something fake. It's not made up, praise God, but it's real from God Almighty. He said to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way. He goes on, verse 9, he said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Ask you a question this morning, youngins. Look at me just a second. Have you got the Holy Ghost of God living in your heart? Amen. Have you got the Spirit of God? Amen. Is it real? I mean, where you go and where you do, what you say, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God convicts you. Holy Ghost of God shows you. The Holy Ghost of God loves on you and shows you how much Jesus Christ loves you, how much the Father loves you. Have you got the gift of the Holy Ghost living down inside your soul? Praise God. It goes with you everywhere that you go. Amen. Brother Bill, that's how we know we're saved. Praise God. By the marvelous grace of God, because the Holy Ghost of God lives in our heart. He said, if you don't have the Spirit of God living in your heart, He said, you're none of His. Amen. Praise God. I'd make sure before I left out of here today that I belonged to Him. Amen. Praise God. I'd bow my head. I'd say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, a sinner. Come into my life. Amen. Fill me with Your Spirit. Praise God, so I can know, amen, that I'm Yours. Amen. There's coming a time and a day that we're going to go out of here. Amen. Whether in the rapture by the grave, we don't know. But praise God, I want to be ready, don't you? Amen. Praise God, it could be today. Amen. You like, preacher, I'm just a young person. I got a long time. Praise God. You better not. You better reconsider. Amen. We don't know. We got to. The Bible says it's appointed man wants to die, and after this judgment, you don't know when your appointment's coming. Amen. But we've all got an appointment. We don't know when it is. It could be today, tomorrow, next week, next year, but we don't know. You don't know. Amen. We need to know, but praise God. I won't say there's something you can know. You can know, praise God, that God Almighty sent His only begotten Son to die for your sins. According to the Scripture, and on that third day, praise God, He got up victorious over death and the grave. He couldn't stay dead because of He wasn't holding to the grave because He knew no sin. And because of His sinlessness, praise God, you and I can go free today. Amen. By putting our faith and trust in Him. Amen. Praise God. We can come out victorious shouting the praises all the way to the end of the way till we get to the way. Him. Amen. Praise God. He'll bring us out of here shouting and praising God, giving Him glory. They're talking about things that's going to get ugly. They're saying things ain't going to get much better. We know that. Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse in the end. Hello? I mean, that's Bible. Preacher been preaching that for a long time. Amen. They're saying, well, you know, it don't matter how this election thing goes, they're going to be rioting and praise God. The people are going to rise up. Amen. Yeah, they are, because wickedness is everywhere. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven said He promised He'd be there with us, that the Holy Ghost of God would touch our hearts, praise God. And those of us that know Him, praise the Lord, in the free pardon of sin, He's going to be right there with us all the way. And when the thing get too bad, when the thing get too rough, praise God, say, not put more on us than we could bear, but with it He'd make a way of escape. One of these days in a little while, children, there's going to be a shout and a trumpet to come up hither, and those that are born again, praise God, are going to go out of here. Amen. Before the trouble gets too bad, before it gets too hard to bear, praise God, God Almighty's going to swoop down. He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away, praise God. And you're going to go out of here to be with Him. Amen. Gift of the Lord, praise God. We need to be ready. Amen. Expect until He comes. Let me just say this. There's been several revivals going on around here. Amen. God's a stirring in people's heart. God's a trying to get people in. Now the Bible said in the last days there'll be a great falling away. Hello? You say, preacher, who's falling away? Those that's never truly been born again. Amen. Those that don't love the Lord, those ain't expecting until He comes, praise God. Paul said, those of us that's been born again, he said, we'll not fall away into perdition. He said, we'll not go back to where we're made useless no more. Praise God. He said, those that's been born again, those that love the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, praise God, we'll keep pressing on for the prize, the high calling of Jesus Christ, our Savior, waiting for the call when He says, come up hither. Amen. Amen. Expect until He comes. We need to be ready, praise God. We need to have a burden on our hearts. Need to have Holy Ghost conviction in our souls. Amen, that we could be preparing for others. He said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We need to know today, praise God, that we've been born again. Amen, that we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. Bless His holy name. Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, said, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. He said, praise God. If the Holy Ghost of God's in you, He said He's going to make you alive unto God. He's going to make you alive. He's going to make you vibrant. Praise God. He's going to make your life for Jesus real. Praise God. It's not going to be a show. It's not going to be put on. It's not going to be a form of religion. Praise God. It's going to be the genuine article. Praise God. Charles read this morning, he said, study shows that proves unto God a word and needs not be ashamed. He said, it's going to be put on display. Praise God. And we're a child of God, that we belong to Him, that we love Him because He first loved us. When I was lost and undone in my sin, praise God, He come to where I was. Hey, I wasn't looking for Him. I wasn't expecting Him, Brother Bill, but praise God, He come to where I was. Showed me my need, amen. Showed me my sinfulness. Showed me that He loved me, praise God. I said, Lord, how could You love such a worm as I? He said, I love You with all my heart. I love You enough to die for You, praise God. Amen. So I want to say this morning, I want to love Him enough to live for Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He's been good to me. Praise God, I want to live for Him. Praise God. He said, He shall be quickened. Shall also quicken your mortal bodies to make them alive, praise God, by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Listen, I'm not a cold dead thing. Amen. What about you? Praise God, I want to be something that's alive and vibrant for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God, I want the real thing. I want to live for Him. You say, why, preacher? Because the Bible says in verse 14, see, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, let me ask you a question. What's leading you? What causes you to do what you do? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just kind of fly by the seat of my britches, just off the cuff, you know, day by day. Praise God. Let's not tell you what drives me. It's the Holy Ghost of God that lives in my heart. I want to be found every day, brother Bill, pleasing to God. Amen. Do something just a little bit more for Him, praise God, because He did. Again, the gift that God give us, praise God, is that'll help us along the way. The gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift that enables us, praise God. It enables us. Amen. Now listen, I know there's a lot of folks today, praise God, I'm saying about these revivals that's going on. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God's a stirring in the hearts of people. These people that's been sitting in pews and taking up space in churches for years and years. And they're saying, well, I thought I was okay. I thought I was all right. I thought I was saved. I was baptized such and such a time. But they're coming to realize, amen, that they was lost without God. They don't have the Holy Ghost of God dwelling in their heart. They don't have that help and the hope and the confidence from the throne of grace, amen, that they can face every day with a smile and say, to God be the glory in everything that happens to me today. Amen. We need to know that we have the gift of the Father. Praise God. Abiding in our hearts, led of the Holy Ghost of God, so that we can be witnesses for Him. Amen. Back over in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 26. Look what the Bible says. He said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart. The Holy Ghost of God moves in. He takes up His abode. He dwells in you. And He helps you. He enables you to be a witness. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, a witness for Jesus, a witness for the Savior, to lift up the hearts of those that's lost and undone. I'm glad we have that hope today. He said, you also shall bear witness, verse 27, because you have been with me from the beginning. I'm glad it's that way. Praise God. The Holy Ghost got through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I've been with Him from the beginning. I'm still with Him. Amen. Because that abiding presence of the gift of the Father, praise God, it's still real. It's still in our hearts. It's still making a difference. Praise His holy name. It allows us, amen, through the witness, praise God, through the, it enables us to be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That Spirit that lives in us. He said, hey, don't think no thought of what you'll say, praise God. Just read and study my Word and trust in the Holy Ghost of God, and He'll manifest Himself to you. Praise God. He'll fill you full, praise God. That's why you can get out there in the world. Amen. And run into somebody and the Holy Ghost, God just opens up your heart and you just pour out your heart. You can give them your testimony. You can pray. I was talking to a fellow this week and he had put out a testimony. Didn't even know his testimony. He was just doing something. I just put it out there to see if he could. And I told him, I said, I got the looking on there. I seen your testimony. He said, well, testimony. I said, yeah, praise God. What you gave was a testimony. Talking about what God had done for him, what God brought him through, and he didn't even realize that God was with him at the time. But he said, to God be the glory for it all. Amen. A testimony, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, through the Holy Ghost of God, we have a testimony. We have a witness, praise God. And through that witness, amen, we can, the Holy Ghost of God can convict the lost. Amen. That's how it works. He tells us in John chapter 16 in verse 7, look what he says. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I'm glad God can't lie, ain't you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Anything that God says in His Word, praise God, is absolute truth. Absolutely. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. He said, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Thank God. Praise God. He said, I'll send you that Comforter. Amen. Unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, what happens? He said, because the Holy Ghost, because that gift that we have from God, amen, through our witness, through your witness, praise God, through your testimony, amen, it convicts the lost and shows them their need to be saved. Amen. Do you have a testimony? I want to say this morning, if you've got the Holy Ghost God living in your heart, you've got a testimony. Amen. Praise God. Just tell it everywhere you go. Don't be ashamed of it. The Bible says if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. I don't want my Savior to be ashamed of me. Praise God. I want to tell it every time I get the opportunity. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell it, drop of a hat. Praise God. If somebody else won't drop it, I'll throw it down myself. If I tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, what He's done for me, that witness that we have, praise God, it convicts the lost. Amen. It convicts them of their sin, shows them the error of their ways and the goodness of God's. He said, well, preacher, I know what you're saying. Oh, devil, he sweep through here. He said, well, everything ain't always real good. Praise God, yeah, but praise God, one day it will be. We've got a blessed hope, praise God, it's out of this world. One day, praise God, with Lord Jesus Christ, there'll be no sorrow. There'll be no sadness. There'll be no crying or tears. Praise God. There'll be hope and joy. Praise God. It's going to be everlasting, eternal. Praise the Lord with God Almighty in the Lord Jesus Christ in the portals of heaven. Amen. Just in a little while. And me and you get the opportunity to go there that's been saved, that's filled the Holy Ghost, that's looking with expectation for the soon coming Savior. I will say He's coming again, praise God. And we're going out of here to be with Him. But unto then, praise the Lord, I'm glad I've got comfort. That lives down in my heart. I've got a consoler, praise God, that tells me that everything's going to be all right, no matter how much doom and gloom they're trying to tell us there is, praise God, in this whole world. I want to say I've got a blessed hope in Jesus this morning. Amen. Amen. Who's your hope in? Amen. You've got your hope in anything besides the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll let you down. But I'm glad Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, will never let you down. Amen. The Holy Spirit, that gift of God, amen, it makes a difference in your life. It's a witness, praise God, that convicts folks of sin. Amen. The gift, praise God, that'll teach you, that'll instruct you. He tells us in John chapter 14, verse 26. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. If you need to, if there's anything you need to know, praise God, just ask Him. Amen. He said, if any man lacketh knowledge, let him ask, praise God. Let him ask of God. He said, because the Holy Ghost of God, He said, that gift from the Father, amen, whom the Father will send in my name. That sounds like a gift to me. Amen. It sounds like a gift. He said, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. He's going to teach you, praise God. He's going to teach you through His Word. Amen. He's going to instruct us. He's going to give us direction. He's going to show us the way that we need to go. And I tell you what way it is. It's Jesus' way. Amen. Praise God. That's the only way that makes a difference today. Amen. We want to raise our children up. We want to have them do this and do that and get education this and education that. I tell you, we better root them and ground them in the precious Word of truth, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God living in her heart. Praise God. And they'll be successful. They'll have good success. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, they'll never be rich and famous. They may not be, but praise God, in this world, but they'll be rich in Lord Jesus Christ. They'll put up treasures in heaven, praise God, that's beyond any measure that this world has. Amen. Offer. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad we can put treasures in heaven. And God Almighty, the Bible said, Peter said, God Almighty will guard them for us. Amen. I'm glad I've got some guarded treasures in heaven, ain't you? Pray God, it just gets bigger and better all the time. Bless His holy name. He said, well, bring things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. He said, anything that I've said to you, praise God, you can take her to the bank. Amen. He said, praise God, it'll be there. So He gives us that life. He teaches us through His Word. And through His Word, praise God, it gives us a life that'll glorify Christ. That'll magnify the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 16, verse 12, He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Amen. But He said, listen, He said, you can't bear them now. He said, but how be it when He, the Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. Amen. Have you ever thought about being able to know everything there was to know? Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to know everything? Now, I know there's probably people here this morning say, well, preacher, I know about everything there is to know. If you don't believe me, just ask me and I'll tell you. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven. He said, hey, listen, He said the Spirit of truth will come into us and He'll guide you into all truth. It's what He's talking about. Ain't the truth of this world, ain't the things of this world, but it's the truth of a holy and a righteous God, the truth of the love of God, the truth of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Spirit of God that lives in our heart. He said all the truth that we'll ever need to be prosperous in this world, amen, is through God Almighty. He gives it to us. And He said if we'll just trust in Him, Jesus said, don't worry about this things of this world. God Almighty, the Father, knows that you have need. Praise God, He'll supply your need. He said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things that you have need of will be provided for you. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad it's that way, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. When we put God first, we begin to trust in Him. Amen. He begins to make that difference. Praise God. He begins to give us power that we might glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So He will guide you into all truth. Verse 13 said, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore, said I, that He shall take of Mine and shall show it unto thee. Praise God. Or unto you. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you had God Almighty take what take the good things of God and He'll show them to you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You can see them. Amen. So you can give God glory. He'll use, praise God, what God gives you. Amen. That you can give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. That gift that He has for us. That gift that He's given to us. Amen. That abiding presence that we have in the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We know we have it, right? Amen. We know it's that abiding presence. Let me just say this morning. Look at me just a second. You know whether or not you have the Holy Ghost God living in your heart or not. Amen. Amen. You know whether, let me say it again. You know whether or not you have the Holy Ghost God living in your heart. You say, how do you know, preacher? Because you can't do the things you used to do. Amen. Hey, it's Holy Ghost conviction, praise God. He won't let you do things you used to. He won't let you do things that's contrary to this word. But He'll show you, praise God, the error of your ways and the correctness and the rightness of God's. He'll point you in the direction that you need to go. That abiding presence will be there. And Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, he said, be not drunk with wine, where's next? But be filled with the Spirit. That abiding presence, praise God, the Word of God will be real in your heart. You can live it out. Amen. Old fellow said one time, praise God, he said, we ought to act like Christian, but we're not actors. Amen. We're not actors. We're not portraying something, praise God. We ought to be something for Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be somebody, praise God. So he said, we filled with His Spirit, praise God. He said, and through that, he said, we're taught and instructed in the things of God. I said a while ago, you know, sometimes we won't take our children, we won't give them a great big education. And education's good. I ain't got a problem with education. But the biggest part that we need to know, the biggest thing we need to know is Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin. Now, He just is that ever-present help, amen, in troublesome times and in good times and bad times, praise God, in times of joy and sadness, praise God, we need the Lord. This country's in a mess. Right now, this country's in a mess, the worst it's ever been because we've turned our back on God. Because we got people that say they're saved, that people say that they're okay, amen, but they don't have a presence of God in their life. There's no Holy Ghost of God. There's no conviction. We hear these politicians all the time, and they're hollering morals. We got to have morals. I won't say there is no such thing as morality without conviction. Amen. Amen. Without conviction, where do we get conviction from? We get conviction from the Word of God, from the truth, through the Holy Ghost of God showing us, amen, pointing us into the truths of God Almighty. How much He loves us and how much He's there to help us. And the Bible says that the God Almighty has given us a gift. And that gift is the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He prayed to the Father that He'd give us a comforter. something to comfort us, something to help us, praise God. And we're living in a world that doesn't have that. But praise God, I want to say you and I do because we know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we've been born again, praise God, through believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that came from heaven and bled and died for our sins. But it's not just a head issue. It's a heart issue.
Amen.
Amen. There's a whole lot of people sitting in their fundamental independent Bible-believing churches who know in their head what Jesus did for them, what Jesus said He did, what Jesus promised He'd do. But they don't believe in their heart that He did it for them. Amen? It's so easy. The devil paints a counterfeit. And he said, well, He done it for old Brother Bill. Amen? He done it for such and such. He done it for so and so. I want to say, look at me. The Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures.
Amen.
He died for your sins. He took your sin upon Himself and He carried it to a cross of Calvary. He laid down His life. He that knew no sin. Now listen to me and I'm done. He that knew no sin became sin for you. He took all your sinfulness, all your life upon Him. And He bore it to a cross called Calvary. Died for those sins. Shed His blood. Laid down His life for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Rose up victorious over death in the grave. Praise God. So that you could rise up victorious over it too. You say, preacher, we're still going to die. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, we'll never see death.
Amen.
Amen. When a child of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, it's just graduation day.
Amen.
To take our last breath here is to draw the next one over yonder. Amen. I get to thinking about that, Brother Lynn, sometimes. Boy, I get excited about it. Amen. Hey, listen, sometimes I can get pretty loud here. Amen. And boy, that's all right. Praising and giving God glory. Can you imagine, praise God, when you leave your life's breath here, you lose your life's breath here, and the next one's in glory? Can you just imagine? You go, and then that next one, whoa! Praise God! Praise God! Thank God! Praise God Almighty! I'm home! Amen! I'll have enough air. I can run and shout and praise God for about 1,000 years and never get tired and never get weary. Amen. Praise God. How do you know that? Amen. Because I've got God dwelling in my heart. And He's made me a promise. And when this life is through, praise God, and my life's breath's gone here, I'll draw one over there. That'll be eternal. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty, in the Garden of Eden, He took Adam, dust of the earth, took the dust of the earth and created man. And the Bible said that He breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. And he became a living soul. Can you imagine old Adam laying there just an old chunk of dirt? Dirt cod. Amen. God just formed a dirt cod. There's Adam laying there, no life in him at all. Amen. But praise God, God Almighty went down over there. Said He breathed the breath of life into his nostrils and became a living soul. I believe God bent down over him. Adam was laying there. Got right down over his face, right next to his ear where he could hear him good. And he said, Adam, I love you. And praise God, there was something God in that old boy. Praise God. Hell, glory. He come out of there shouting and praising. Life was in him, amen. I want to say something happened to me in Mark 1976. Life come into me, and I've never been dead since.
Amen.
I'm just shouting, praising God, because a gift that God give me. Amen. Before the world began, He said, listen, that old boy down there is going to need some help. Amen. I don't want to see him die. I don't want to see him discouraged. I don't want to see him hurt. Praise God. I'm just going to give him life. He said, I'm going to give it to him in abundance. Amen. So he can take it and run and shout and praise and give me glory all day tonight. And one day I'm going to call him home. Amen. See, listen, what I'm doing here, I'm just practicing. Amen. Why, hey, the reason we come together to worship, he said, that's why in the last days we're not to fail together as self together as accustomed some is. You see, God was saying, there's some people that's going to give up. There's some people going to quit. There's people that's going to decide just to stay at home. There's going to people decide that they don't need God. And when people decide they don't need God, praise God, we got a world in a mess. Because we can't, let me just tell you this, we can't make it without God. But boy, when we get to shouting and praising, giving God glory. Holy Ghost to God, that gift that God gives us, it's alive and well in our hearts, and we get just praising Him, lifting up holy hands, amen. I pray God, taking the instruction and direction that God gives us, amen, that the teaching instruction from the precious word of truth, we apply it to our hearts, we come out shouting and praising God with confidence in our hearts. Amen. You see, the world around us saying this, and I'm on a hush. The world around us saying that, we know the Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse in the end. I mean, it's getting worse, it's getting bad. People's lost their minds. They're crazy. There's no common sense. There's no common sense ain't common no more. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven, amen, that's still the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. And we put our faith and our confidence in Him. And praise God, He'll bring us through everything, shouting and praising God, glory, practicing up for when we get to heaven. When situations go awry, praise God, we ought to just throw up our hands and say, to God be the glory anyway. Amen. And it will be. He will get glory out of it all, because one day in a little while He's going to take us to be with Him, and we're going to shout and praise and give Him glory and say, God, I knew You could deliver a worm such as I. Praise God. We'll go out there shouting and praising His name. Amen. Because of the gift that the Father give us, we can take and have encouragement to be encouraged ourselves in the Lord. Amen. David said when he is out there all alone on the hills of Judea, nobody there to help him. Amen. He seemed like he was, nobody cared. Nobody was there to encourage him. David said, I looked unto the hills, which cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Listen, church, when you're there all by yourself, remember God Almighty has promised He's given us a gift. He said, I'll be that ever-present help. I'll help you. I'll be with you. Ever-present means He'll always be there. Amen. He'll always be there. Hey, listen, don't let the devil tell you different. Don't you let the devil tell you that you're all by yourself, that you're all alone. Because if you're a child of God, you're never alone. He's always there with you. Amen. That help that you need. Because we have a gift from the Father. And He won't take it back. Amen. It's ours forever. And it lives inside us. We just have to give it that life. Give it that liberty. Give the freedom of the Spirit, praise God, to take us and use us and to point us, to give us a testimony. Amen. To teach us, to give us a teachable spirit that we can take the Word of God and let it grow in our lives so it be manifest in others along the way. That's the whole work of the church, amen, is to take what God's given us. We don't hoard it up. We don't put it in a vacuum. We don't put it in a jar, put it on a shelf. But, man, we put it in our heart and then we pass it out in a liberal fashion everywhere we go. Let people know, amen, that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and that we love them also, amen. Making a difference where we go because of the gift that God give us. If God's good enough to you and I to give us a gift, amen. Can't we be good enough in our hearts to give it out where we need to? Amen. To allow it to work in us for God's glory so we can have a testimony of how good God's been to us. Amen. To be able to pass it out and see others get rejoicing in their hearts, to get the victory in their souls, to get that peace that comes from God. Amen. We need that today. Amen. And we hit that because of the gift that God's given us. And we can pass it out. That sweet Spirit of God that lives in our hearts. But we have to ask our question. These people in these revivals, these meetings that's going on, they're coming to the realization that they don't have the Holy Spirit living in their hearts. They have a form of religion, a form of worship. But we don't have the Holy Ghost living in our heart, not direct in our paths. We need to know that we know today, children. Listen to me, and I'm done. You said, preacher, you done said that three times. That's what preachers do, amen. But We need to know that we know that the Spirit of God is in our hearts. He loves us and He's there to help us. That we can trust and count on Him. That we can, when we need Him, that He'll apply His Word to us, that we might not sin against Him. But we'll have the ammunition, amen, to fight the devil, against the wiles of the devil. He's a wily rascal. He wants to destroy us, tear us down, wants to destroy the flesh. But God Almighty wants to preserve us alive unto Himself for His glory. What about you today? You got the gift of the Holy Ghost of God living in your heart. Is it real? Is that Holy Ghost conviction in your heart that points you in the direction that you should go? Well, ain't about time that we just ask the Holy Ghost to help us to go in the direction that we would go, amen, that we ought to go for God's glory. Ask the Lord to help us, because He give us that gift. He's give us that help, that helper. And we just need to allow Him, amen, to show us and take us in the way He'd have us to go, even for His glory. Stand with us this morning. Head bowed, eye closed.